And the yogi will know firsthand that in every movement there is this physical phenomena and the associated noting mind, which is the mental phenomena. The yogi knows firsthand and has gained some kind of inside knowledge. If the yogi wants to go one step further, then he can start to analyze why the physical and mental phenomena occur. He or she will know that there is cause and effect. In the example that Searo gave, the mind, for every movement, there is an intention. Whether you want to walk, stand up, sit down, bend, flex your muscles, and so on. First, there is the intention to do that movement, and it is followed by that physical movement. So in this example, the yogi will see that nothing is happening by itself. It is because there is cause and effect. And in this particular example, the nama or mind, mental phenomena is the cause and the physical phenomena is the effect. That has been explained in detail. So the next question is the reverse also possible? Can the physical phenomena be the cause and the mental phenomena be the effect? In fact, both physical and mental phenomena try to help each other and try to influence each other. In the example given the other day, the mental phenomena or the intention is the cause and the real physical action is the effect. So now we'll try to see another example where the physical phenomena is the cause and the mental phenomena is the effect. Earlier, Searo mentioned that what we know as seeing is actually happens because there is a sense door and a sense. In this case, the sense door is the eye and the sense is seeing. And when the two interact, then at that moment, a nama or mental phenomena appear, and that is known as sakku vijnana, the ability to see things, and it is one of the citta and its associated mental concomitants. So the yogi should know that at that instant, seeing happens because the eye and the sight, which are physical phenomena, are in this case the cause. And the actual seeing, the mental phenomena, is the effect. If one wants to be more detailed, actually there are four things happening. You will also see that you need some kind of light, because normally in the dark you do not see, and you need some form of light. And even though there is light, there is an object and there is eye, if one does not want to see or has the desire or the perception to see it, then the thing will not happen. So to be exactly correct, there are four factors that happen during seeing. Eye, which is the sense door, sight, which is a sense light or lightning that needs to be there, and one should also note and observe that effect. Only when they are there, then seeing happens. So what Searo wants to know that in this example again, nothing is happening by itself. It happens because the eye and the sight jointly, which are physical phenomena, are now the cause, and the sakuvinyana is the effect. So if the yogi notes carefully, then they will see not just the true nature of things, not just that there are physical and mental phenomena, but that in every noting there is cause and effect, and with that you gain some knowledge. And Seattle wants to emphasize that these things are being explained repetitively using different examples to make sure that the beginning yogi understands the true nature of things, and it is also just a reminder for the other practicing yogis to know what they are doing and more better. So that is the essence of practicing Vipassana meditation. So if one knows what happens when one sees, then one can also extrapolate it to the other five cases, which involves thota, hearing, gana, smelling, kaya, bodily, and jiva, and mana. So there are like six senses, and if one is familiar with this sight, the others are similar. But as Yaro says, if you want to repeat them, then we can also repeat as follows. What does it mean by hearing? To hear, you need a sense door called ear, and you need a sound. They two collectively are known as physical phenomena. And when they interact, then hearing takes place. So the mental phenomena is known as consciousness. In the case of seeing, that is called sakuvinyana, it's called eye consciousness. In the case of hearing, it is called thota vinyana. It is known as hearing consciousness. But the idea is the same. Three things are needed for hearing. Two physical phenomena, the ear and the sound, and one mental phenomena called hearing conscious. So here again, if you want to summarize, there are only physical and mental phenomena. And in the case, the physical phenomena is a cause, and the mental phenomena or hearing consciousness is the effect or result. So what about smelling? Here again, there are three elements. Two physical elements known as smell and your nose. The nose is a sense door, and the smell, they are physical phenomena. And when they interact, the smelling takes place, and that is known as kana vinyana, the smelling consciousness. Here again, there is only physical and mental phenomena. The physical phenomena is a cause, and the smelling consciousness is the effect or result. What about eating? Then you have the tongue and the taste, which are two physical phenomena. And when they interact, then there is this tasting consciousness which Zenwa Vinyana takes place. Here again, there is only physical and mental phenomena. The physical phenomena is the cause, and the mental phenomena is the effect. What about touching? There is an object to be touched, and there is the bodily. And if you, Seattle said that you can think of as Batavi, the hardness and softness, Dezo, heat and cold, and Vayo, the movement. So when they take place, you understand the effect of touching. Here again, There is physical phenomena and mental phenomena. The physical phenomena is the cause and the mental phenomena is effect. And it is said that not all the body parts may be able to note them. It's said that if you just try to touch the body hair, then some people are not likely to know that it is touching. It is when you touch the body part that can sense this stiffness, heat, and so on, then that thing, bodily consciousness, takes place. So these are the five physical phenomena, and the other six sense is known as thinking. And when you think also, there is a physical phenomena. In Pali, it is known as Bhavangasita. And it interacts with all kinds of things that appear in your image, and that time the thinking takes place. So here again, there's a physical and mental phenomena, and there is cause and effect. So in summary, in all the six senses and six sense doors, when the corresponding sense and the sense door interact, the resultant consciousness takes place. The physical phenomena are the cause, and the mental consciousness which takes place is the effect. So when you practice Vipassana meditation, you must have sati awareness and note in every moment with the purpose of trying to understand the true nature of things. You will be able to know firsthand that there are just two kinds of phenomena, physical and mental phenomena, and that they are interrelated. Then there is cause and effect. You have seen that the physical phenomena can be the effect cause, and the mental phenomena can be the effect. Likewise, the mental phenomena can be the cause, and the physical phenomena can affect. It does not matter what happens. All you need to know that they are related and they are interconnected, and everything is just cause and effect. And once you understand it, then you are said to have some kind of knowledge. Earlier, Sierra mentioned that because you know that there is only physical and mental phenomena, then you are able to eliminate deity wrong view. Because you know that there is no self, no soul. What about when you know the cause and effect? People who do not practice Vipassana meditation may not understand the true cause and effect and the relationship of the physical and mental phenomena. Then they are likely to waver, they are skeptical, they cannot decide for themselves what is the cause and what is effect. Some will even take it for granted that it is a deva or a deity or a brahma that has created things and they are in their hands. Such thinking is known as visikesa, skeptical doubt. One is not able to decide firsthand what it is. But you yogis are able to understand that there is cause and effect, whether it is mental or physical phenomena. And in various combinations, one can be cause and one can be effect. But there is no one, nobody. It is simply cause and effect, and you can decide for yourself. So you are no longer indecisive. That means you have eliminated skeptical doubt. If one is not sure, and one gets to the junction or a fork of road, and one has to choose a road, then one is likely to be oppressed by enemies. In the practice of vipassana meditation, if one wavers and are not sure of what is happening, then the internal enemies are the kilesas or defilements. But if you truly understand and have eliminated skeptical doubt, then you know firsthand what it is, then you have also gained another kind of knowledge. It is not important to know the terms, but for those who want to refer to them, Searo has given some terms. Once you know that there is cause and effect and is able to discern what is cause and effect, then you are said to have reached a stage called Paccaya Parikaya Jnana. It simply means that you are now able to see, understand clearly what is cause and effect. You have earlier gained similar knowledge where you try to differentiate the physical and mental phenomena that also has a Pali name. What is important is that a lot of people might have read them in the literature or might have heard or listened from Dhamma talk, but knowing just from learning is known as Suddhamaya Jnana, just second-hand knowledge. But if you know it, even if you don't know the terms, but you understand the concept and feel it for yourself that there is just physical and mental phenomena, there is just cause and effect, then you have what is known as Bhavanamaya Jnana, meaning the inside knowledge gained by practicing vipassana meditation, and that is also known as experiential knowledge. You know from first-hand experience, not just by noting terms, but you know the true nature of things. And once you get to that stage, then you should be delighted that your practice has progressed a lot. And in the commentaries, it is said that one who has reached this stage should be much delighted because he or she is likened to be a Sula Sotapanna, meaning it is not a true Sotapanna, but he or she is guaranteed that he or she will not be reborn in the woeful states for the next life. So for that, at least for that present life and the next life, they are free from the woeful states and they are only to be reborn in the good abodes. And once you reach that stage, the yogi is said to have a real understanding of the sasana, Buddha's teaching and true dispensation, and has gained a good foothold and foundation. Searo said that it is important to have the basic foundations because without a good foundation, a building cannot be, a building can collapse, but with a good foundation, a building can last. So it's also true when you are practicing vipassana meditation. So once you know that only these things are happening, then you no longer have skeptical doubt, your mind is no longer wandering. Your mind is keen, calm, tranquil, and no kilesas or defilements can happen. So although Searo has explained in detail what the cause and effect are, when you are practicing vipassana meditation, you do not have to follow in such detail. What is important is at every instant, at every moment, when you hear, know that you're hearing. When you see, know that you're hearing, seeing, and so on. And as long as you know and understand that they are just physical and mental phenomena, and there is cause and effect, you do not have to go any deeper. You do not have to think why it is so and so on. It will be very clear to you. So what happens if you do not note? Suppose you are lax, and then you get rested, then probably you might think that things are permanent, that things are satisfactory and you might tend to have wrong views. And also you might tend to get lobha, greed, dosa, anger, and so on. That is, if you do not note. But if you note well, then you know that things are not permanent, things are not satisfactory, and everything that appears will disappear, possibly in different ways. You might see them decay slowly, you might see them destroyed permanently, and so on. But what is important is that anything that appears disappears. So when you're practicing Vipassana meditation, you are seeing the true nature of things. You know the true nature, the individual characteristics known as sabhava lakkhana. And you also know that things have appear and disappear. So you also note thinkada lakkhana and so on. And if you have sati, awareness, samadhi, concentration, and jnana, wisdom, then all these things are very evident. You do not need to know the terms, but you will experience by yourself. Even when you are noting the rising and falling of abdomen, once, if you practice it with fervor, then you can see that there are all these elements and all these things appear and disappear. So that in Pali is known as Udaya Vaya Jnana. It simply means the knowledge to be able to see things that they appear, known as Udaya, and disappear, Vaya. So you see for yourself that things disappear, decay, and destroyed. And that is another form of Vipassana Jnana. That is, you have seen it because you have practiced Vipassana. If you do not practice Vipassana, then, as Yara mentioned, then people are likely to think that there is somebody, there is a creator, there is a self, there is a soul, and so on. Then you can have wrong views. Also, you can have anger, greed, and so on, and there will be kilesas, defilements, and you are not likely to get gain inside knowledge. But if you note carefully, then you will see the true nature of things. Then no kilesas, defilements can oppress you, and you will be void of all these wrong beliefs and wrong understanding. And then you will have accumulated insight knowledge. So what is important is that as you practice more and more with fervor, then you will know clearly that things are impermanent, anicca, unsatisfactory, dukkha, and there is no self, no soul, anatta. So for all these things to happen, the important thing is that there should be awareness at all times. You should note at the present moment. And if you note things carefully at every moment, then things will be very clear. Then you will be able to get different levels of Vipassana knowledge. And by that, you will be very much delighted in your practice. And with that, Sierra says, then it is clear that you will like and continue practicing Vipassana meditation because you now have a firm foundation. You have listened attentively to the Dhamma talk. You have practiced morality, taking the precepts, and you have also fervently practiced Vipassana meditation with Thruzada, meaning faith and confidence. And because of these merits and because of these efforts, may you achieve and progress on your path and gain different levels of Vipassana, Jnana, insight knowledge. And may you ultimately get what you desire most, Mega Phala Jnana, path, fruition, and liberation. And with that, we end today's Dhamma talk.